Friend to friend, he is there. From an interview with Sister Rosemary M. Wixom, Primary General President, by Annie Beer. We did pour out our souls in prayer to God that he would strengthen us. Alma, chapter 58, verse 10. When one of our sons was 11 years old, he woke up with a bad headache. At first, I thought he was just delaying going to school. But I quickly realized he had a high fever. I took him to the doctor, and soon we were rushing to the hospital. There he was diagnosed with spinal meningitis, a serious illness. As his condition became more severe, he began having seizures. The doctor asked me to step out of the room. As I walked into the hall, I was afraid and began to cry. A woman I did not know put her arms around me. I prayed out loud that Heavenly Father would help my son and that all would be well. I remember feeling that all would be well. My son had surgery and many weeks of recovery. Today, he is healthy, married, and a father of two beautiful girls. This experience was such an example to me of the power of prayer. There is a primary song titled, A Child's Prayer. It asks the question, Heavenly Father, are you really there? And do you hear and answer every child's prayer? Children's Songbook, page 12. And the answer is definite. Yes, he does. If you ever wonder if Heavenly Father lives, then it is time to kneel down and ask, Heavenly Father, art thou really there? Did I really live with thee before I came to earth? Can I return to live with thee again? He will answer your prayer. He will let you know he is there. You are never alone. We need him every hour, and he is there for us. End of the article, Friend to Friend, He is There.